How to be restorative without becoming the judge. Restorative presence is one of the most important gifts a re-entry and restoration chaplain can bring. But restorative presence does not mean pretending harm did not happen. It does not mean minimizing victims. It does not mean excusing destructive choices. It also does not mean condemning a person forever by their worst actions. To be restorative without becoming the judge, the chaplain must hold two truths together. First, every person is an image bearer. A returning citizen is more than a record, charge, mugshot, sentence, relapse, or failure. This person is an embodied soul with history, wounds, habits, responsibilities, hopes, and eternal significance before God. Second, restoration includes truth and accountability. Grace does not erase responsibility. Mercy does not require denial. Reconciliation, when possible, must be approached with safety, wisdom, and proper support. Some relationships cannot be repaired quickly. Some contact may be restricted by law, protective orders, family boundaries, or wise pastoral counsel. The chaplain is not the judge. The chaplain does not decide legal guilt, program consequences, family access, or victim readiness. The chaplain also does not pressure people to tell public testimonies before they are ready. So, what does the chaplain do? The chaplain helps the person take the next faithful step. That may include prayer by permission, scripture with consent, honest reflection, apology preparation, referral to counseling, recovery support, meeting with a pastor, contacting a caseworker, attending a support group, or simply choosing not to return a destructive phone call. Helpful phrases include, what would responsibility look like today? What step would protect your future instead of repeating your past? Who is the right person to involve before this gets bigger? How can we ask God for strength without pretending this is easy? What harms restorative work? Shame-driven preaching, public exposure, spiritual pressure, rushing reconciliation, ignoring victims, acting as though one emotional prayer fixes every pattern, or treating accountability as the enemy of grace. Biblical restoration is not soft on sin, but it is rich in hope. Galatians 6:1 reminds believers to restore someone caught in a trespass in a spirit of gentleness while watching themselves. That is a beautiful chaplaincy posture, gentle, truthful, humble, and self-aware. A reentry and restoration chaplain serves best by staying in the right role, not judge, not savior, not fixer, but faithful presence, pointing toward truth, mercy, wise support, and the restoring grace of Christ.